Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Bishop. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Appling moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Almada reaches second base with a double. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada moves to third. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Almada scores. Farrell moves to third. Bishop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-0 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almada is hit by the pitch. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Almada steals second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop bunts for an out with unknown description. Farrell moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Soltis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shay now catching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-4 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Almada reaches second base with a double. Solters moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Solter scores. Almada moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulhas pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1 Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonura strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.